Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Marriage and More podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Marriage and More with your host,
Sterling
and Soretta Smith, where we talk about love, life, marriage,
and a whole lot more.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. We're finally back on track, tag teaming again. We've missed you guys. Want to thank you for tuning in again. You can catch the show on BashaniRadio.com. Better yet, download the app, the Bashani Radio app. Or you can listen at all of your outlets where you can catch podcasts. And so, what's been going on, Mr. Smith?
I guess not a whole lot, but it seems like I've been out of the net for, or out of the loop for a little while. But I'm back now. I'm back in on the wheels of steel, trying to do my thing. And I'm back here by my co-pilot here, my lovely wife. I mean, she's a little bit down, but it's good to see her back and up on her feet and getting back to normalcy.
Yeah, so we were out of the loop a couple weeks. I was away in Orlando, so I did a show by myself, and then got COVID and came back home, and we kind of been in separate areas of the house. And so finally got the all clear. And it's been a challenging 3 weeks, but I'm thankful to God. And unlike some of my colleagues that had to be hospitalized, and we're going to talk more about this whole ordeal. I had a few trips to the ER, but nothing that caused me to be hospitalized. So I'm thankful and grateful. Man, what's been going on in the sports world?
The NBA championship is taking place, and now they done rolled around into the summer league and all the big trades, and people supposed to be getting traded and people not getting traded.
I heard that KD wants to go back to
KD
the Warriors.
People want to move around, and Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie.
He cutting the fool as always.
Well, that's Kyrie. That's what he does.
And it seems like now the off season in basketball is just as crazy as the season, with all the so-called movement of players and everything. It's just...
Well, it's going to be interesting because I heard KD wants out. I heard that he's asking to go to Phoenix or Miami. What was the other place I heard he was asking to go? Somewhere else he was asking to go.
Those were only two that he really put out.
But it's rumored that he wants to go back to Golden State. And there was talk about, you know, it would be really kind of tense and really kind of... I think it would create a lot of chaos if he goes back there.
I don't know if he really wants to go back, but I think Golden State is trying to lurk in the background and figure out a way to try to get him.
That's going to be interesting. So let's talk about Deion Sanders. He's been doing great things down in Jackson State. I follow him. Puff Daddy. Well, what is he? P now? Well, I don't even know what he is. Puff Diddy.
Puff Diddy.
I don't know.
All I know him is Puffy. And
Puffy. I don't know. But he gave a shout out that he was going to donate $1 million to, I think it was Howard University. And another million dollars to Jackson State, where Deion Sanders is. And so he is really changing the game for HBCUs, not just in football, but I heard that they were having a combine, or Columbine, whatever you call it. A combine for HBCU basketball players this week. It's supposed to be taking place. And so he's really changing the game for historically black colleges. That HBCU is a historically black college, university, if you're not familiar with the term that we're talking about. I went to a HBCU. Shout out to Winston-Salem State University. And the cheerleaders from WSSU were just in Sierra's new video for her new song called Jump. She had the Winston-Salem State cheerleaders. So a lot's happening for HBCUs. I think they're they're finally getting their due respect.
There's a lot of talent out there.
Their due notoriety. You know, Stephen A. Smith went to Winston-Salem State University. Chris Paul is a student at Winston-Salem State University. We've had Yancey Thigpen. He played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We were part of the same class, came out of Winston-Salem State University. And so many others have come out of Winston-Salem State. And so it's a great place. So shout out to the SU Ramilly. But yeah, lots of great things happening with HBCUs, and it's exciting, and it's long overdue.
Yes, it's and very long overdue.
I think a lot of that is in part because of Deion Sanders.
Yeah. He lets it be known that we're a force to be reckoned with, and we're out there. The talent is there. You just need to come see us. We don't need to be chasing after you. You need to come see us because, hey, talent is talent. No matter where it comes from, talent is talent. And like I said, some of the big name, I call it the big name high school players now, instead of going to the powerhouse schools, they're going to the HBCUs now. And that is changing the game. And like everything, the powerhouse coaches, they get jealous and start trying to say all kinds of crazy stuff. But it's not about that. The players just want to go play for someone that looks like them that can get them to the next level.
That's prime time, baby. Prime time. Prime time. Well, listen, we want to give our disclaimer, as we always give, especially in this show, what we're going to be talking about this week. We are not licensed therapists, clinicians, psychiatrists.
None of that stuff.
Medical doctors. Nope. And so the advice and the counsel that we give is based on our years of marriage, trials, tribulations, tests, things that we've learned, how we've had to overcome, and all of the things that we've learned over these years. And so today we're actually going to be talking about COVID recovery, recovering from COVID, and some just given some ways to recover from COVID and dealing with COVID.
Dealing with the effects of COVID.
And so, as I stated earlier, I went to a convention, convention for an organization that I'm a part of in Orlando, Florida, back on the 17th or 18th is when I left, drove down to Orlando for our annual convention, and was there for about 8 days, and got back home that Friday. And then that Saturday, I started to cough and have fever. That Sunday, I went to the emergency room. And by then, I was having headaches. I had fever. I was coughing. I was having chills. And but I tested negative. And so the ER doctor was certain that I had COVID. He said that he was 100% certain that I had it and that I had what they call a false negative. And because I had a false negative, I was not eligible to receive the new medications that they give. They have these two medications that they now give if you get in within 5 days. If you get into the ER or your medical doctor or urgent care within 5 days, and they have to draw blood because they have to make sure, they have to check certain things. If you have liver issues and things like that, one of the medications you don't qualify for, but the other one you may qualify for. But because I had a false negative, at that time, I did not qualify to receive the medications. And so that's unfortunate, because you can still get a false negative
and be hot,
even though you have COVID. Yeah. Right. And then you're not eligible to get these anti-COVID drugs. It's just like
a Z-pack.
No, it's not a Z-pack. It's like just like the antiviral drugs that they have for the flu. It's an antiviral drug that they have for COVID. And because you know the flu is called the Tamiflu or something like that is what they give. But that's unfortunate that you can have a false negative and actually still have COVID and not be able to receive the medications because you have a false negative. So that's something that's troubling to me. So they said, come back on about a Tuesday to test again because you have to be within that 5-day period. Well, I ended back in the emergency room that Thursday morning because I was having some trouble breathing. And I, you know, I've been reading and listening to all the things that have been happening to people. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't have blood clots or pulmonary embolism or anything like that. So kudos to the VA, to the Charlie Norwood VA here. Took great care of me, called me almost every day to check in on me and see how I was doing. But it got me in the ER, immediately got me up for a CT scan with contrast to rule out any type of pulmonary embolism or blood clots. And the crazy thing is that I tested positive. So Sunday I had a false negative. And by the time I got back to the emergency room on Thursday, I tested positive. I mean, the test was hot just like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the doctor said from all the coughing, because I had this horrible cough, it was muscle related, or pulled a muscle or something was going on with the muscle from all the coughing. And that's what was causing the spasms. And that's what was making it, when you take a deep breath, the pain was coming from that. And so I was bummed out because we had tickets to go see New Edition
in New Orleans,
down at the Essence Festival. And I was hoping that I would, you know, get an all clear, because the funny thing is the doctor said, you know, I told the doctor, I said, well, I have these tickets to go to New Orleans. He was like, well, after 5 days, you know, even if you're still positive, just put on a mask and go about your life as normal.
That's how they do it now.
That's crazy.
That's how they do it.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I know. I couldn't believe it either, but that's how they do it. They said just mask up, social distance, and keep it moving.
Yeah. To me, that's just absolutely crazy. But that's the world that we live in now. And I guess they don't want to go back to like when we had to completely shut everything down. So I guess that's never going to happen again.
How you said, they've got so used to seeing it now, they treat it as if it's like the flu.
Yeah, and I think that with the vaccines on board and everything, there's not as many people that are dying like before when it first hit us in 2020.
That's true.
People were dying like it was just something that we haven't seen in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And so now the death rate is not like it was when COVID first hit, even though the numbers are rising back up, people are still getting COVID.
Yes, you could tell that they're treating it like something like a normal sickness now, because it's not even talked about on the news now.
Yeah.
I remember before, like nightly, they kept a running total of COVID cases.
Right.
But now,
yeah,
it's not even, they might mention it that, hey, this state is a little bit hotter than this state, but as far as being on a national level and having like blocks of the media that pay attention to it, no.
Yeah.
They just.
Well, I came in contact with several people from my area who were in attendance at the conference, and one person tested positive that Thursday, the other person tested positive that Friday. And I have been in contact with both of those folks. And so I left the convention with COVID. And I'd had dinner with somebody, and I contacted them that Sunday to let them know that I was positive, because we rode in the same vehicle together. We were all in the car together. We were all sitting, eating together. And I let those folks know that I had tested positive. And the very next day got a phone call from one of those folks saying that they had tested positive as well. And so, I think I tested myself again because I still had hopes of, you know, going to the concert. I would just put on a mask. And so the concert was that Sunday. I think I tested Saturday morning, mm-hmm. and I was still positive. And I didn't feel comfortable just putting on a mask and going to a concert knowing that I was still positive and just being around people and taking a chance of infecting somebody. I just couldn't do it.
Because you could turn like an event like that into a super spreader event.
And that's what happened with our event. Mm-hmm. It turned into a super spreader. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were hundreds of people that ended up testing positive. People brought their kids, you know, their family members with them because they made it, you know, kind of a little vacation type thing. And talked to one of my friends today, and she said her grandbaby and her mom, you know, she tested positive, and her grandbaby and her mom both tested positive. And they came with her. Mm-hmm. And so lots of family members, another coworker that was there, his wife tested positive. He was positive. His wife was positive. And so fast forward to finally, I think I got a negative. I did a COVID test on Wednesday of last week, and I finally got a negative that I was no longer positive. But I've been dealing with the after effects of this cough. You know, always feeling that there's something or there is something, like there's some mucus or something still in my throat. I've been waking up in the middle of the night just like having this coughing spell. And so I'm told that this is, you know, one of the things that lingers from just about everybody that I've talked to. They say, you know, the cough kind of lingered for 2 or 3 weeks even after they had an all clear from COVID.
Yeah.
And so that's been, you know, where I am now. It took me a while to get my strength back up. You know, did a lot of sleeping. Felt really tired and really drained. But all in all, I'm glad. And again, I'm thankful. And then we had to separate. Like, yeah. I was gone for 8 days and came home. I think we were able to sleep together one day. And then after that, you know, once the doctor was like, well, yeah, you have a false negative, but I'm certain you have COVID. And I mean, I knew I had COVID. I could feel it.
Yeah.
You know, you had to move. You had to move out of the room.
Yeah, but I call it through the blessings of the Lord. I didn't get it.
Yeah,
no. which is
well, we really, I mean, you stayed out of the room,
which is
you wore your mask, and I really just stayed isolated, you know, in the room.
Yeah, she stayed isolated in the room, but with being in the same house, though, I know people was asking me, like, your aunts and your mom, they was worried about me. If I had it, I was like, no, I'm perfectly fine. And everybody was like, wow, that's strange that y'all are in the same house. And,
yeah.
And like the people who you did come in contact with before you left, they called you and said they had it.
Right.
And like me, like I'd been riding in the vehicle with you. We went and ate dinner and all that stuff. But I didn't get COVID. And
like,
but with saying that, though, I felt sort of like helpless because I hear her in the room coughing, struggling. I just want to go in there and just hold her and just
but
say,
you can't.
I can't. And then like, I'm like, what can I do? But like the doctor said, hey, you need to social distance, stay away from her. Don't even be in the same room. If you are in the same room, just do a quick and right back out. And it's just, I felt like useless, hopeless. Like, hey, what can I do to try to speed this process up of getting better, to try to comfort you. But all I could do was just bring her water, juice, bring her food. When she called me at work to just try to meet the needs of making her feel comfortable without being around her, which is hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. You live in the house with somebody and you're used to being in the same room and interacting. And so... It was a challenge. It was a challenge, but
I missed a lot of sleep and everything because I really wasn't sleeping. I would try to listen in
on
her, just listen to make sure she didn't go into like all the coughing or something like that, just trying to pay attention to her. So like she was on one side of the wall and I'm in the like our little living room area on the other side of the wall, just sitting there, just listening to her, making sure that and praying that, hey, that this thing passes by and goes by quick.
Yeah.
And trying to say, hopefully, that I don't come down with anything because, like,
you know. We're both sick, yeah.
Your senses are heightened because you're like, okay, if I start coughing, is that the beginning of something? Or if I start feeling a little irritable. Is that me coming down with it also? But like I say, through the goodness of the Lord and just doing what we're supposed to do, I didn't catch it.
Thankfully you didn't.
I didn't. And also, I think I might have to deal with like they say, if you're in good shape, your body.
Well, I don't think that matters. I don't think that matters. I mean, there's a lot of people that are in excellent shape that got COVID.
But they say that plays a role in your fitness level.
Maybe your immune system.
Yeah.
But I don't think being fit, because there's a lot of people that are fit that got COVID.
Yeah, they recovered.
That died from COVID.
That's true. But they say the doctors say that the fitness level and your health and all that plays a role in your recovery and how COVID hits the body and how it takes effect on you.
Okay, I'll pass on that one. But yeah, it's out there. Our grandbaby had COVID, and we were concerned about that, but she bounced back.
Little people are resilient.
Very quickly.
She bounced back very quickly.
But her mom and dad didn't get it. And so it's just one of those things that we don't know. You know, we just don't know. And the best thing that you can do is practice the social distancing still. That's my opinion. That doesn't have to be yours. Wear your mask. That's my opinion. That doesn't have to be yours. But I want to talk about some of the 9 ways to recover from COVID and the flu at home. And I want to say that, like, my sister, her brother, my niece, her mom, my cousin, her husband, like, they all tested positive for COVID last week. And so COVID is still out there. It's real.
And they probably have no idea where they picked it up.
And they're really not sure, you know, just in the contact tracing now, it's just almost impossible, I think, to narrow down where you can get it. But, you know, these are some of the things that you can do. And I can't remember if it was my cousin or my sister, but they tested positive for COVID and flu. And so that's interesting.
I know they had to be miserable.
Yeah, that's interesting. But one of the things that you can do is to hydrate your body. When the VA called to check on me, you know, that was the one thing they were asking me. Are you staying hydrated? Are you staying hydrated? They recommended Gatorade, Powerade. You stocked me up on Powerade. And so that's how I was able to stay hydrated. Because when people are sick, they often have low energy. Their appetite levels are low as well. And that means you're consuming less liquid. And you can get dehydrated. And so when you have symptoms like fever, diarrhea, vomiting, that can also cause dehydration. And I was running fever. So it's really important for you to drink a lot of water so your body can, has what it needs to fight off an illness like the COVID or flu. You don't have to overdo your water intake. They recommend that you, depending on your body weight, you know, it's generally 8 ounce glasses of water, you know, depending on your body weight. And so, but that was one of the things that they kept asking me was, are you hydrated? Chicken noodle soup. And so that was you. I think you went a couple of places and picked up chicken noodle soup for me. It helps to relieve congestion because it's hot and steamy. Yep. And it can, and this can help the nose start to run, and that can help reduce some of the sinus pressure. The steam helps with the dryness and an irritation of your nose, and the chicken provides some energy, and easy to digest protein. And the broth also helps with rehydration. And yes. And so you did a lot of that for me.
It's easier for the body to process something warm than something that is cold.
Yeah. Honey, I drank.
Been around forever.
I drank a lot of teas, and so during that time, and so putting some honey. Honey is an antioxidant. It can make you feel better. It can soothe the throat and relieve that cough. There's a certain cough drop, and not really a cough drop, but it was that you went out and purchased me as well. That has the honey and the zinc and all that stuff in it, and so you can put it in your tea. And
it makes sense now why back in the early times why they always had honey.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yep. Make sure you get your rest, sleep. So, yes. You know, you resting is essential. And that was the thing the ER doctor told me. He was like, the best thing you can do is go home and go to sleep because our immune system weakens if we don't get the proper rest. So that's even when you're not sick. You know, we have to make sure that we're getting enough sleep. For adults, it's recommended, you know, seven to nine hours. Yeah. And so I did a lot of sleeping.
Oh, yes.
And stop exercising. And I know I have had this conversation with my son. When you don't feel good, you know, you should skip exercising for long bouts of exercise and intense workouts. And so, you know, it's not good to keep exercising if you're not feeling good. And so stop exercising, you know,
because you're just weakening your body,
right? Your body's already in a weakened state because the immune system is at war.
At war. And then you're sweating, becoming more dehydrated.
Right. And yeah.
It makes sense to stop exercising.
Gargle with salt water. I did this and I also gargled with the Listerine. But gargling with salt water is a very popular remedy to help sore throats and common colds. The salt helps to draw liquids to the surface, and so it not only does it draw the liquids, it's going to draw the virus or the bacteria in the throat as well. And you can use warm water or cool water when you do this. And so you're going to mix about a half a teaspoon of salt in a glass of water to gargle a couple times a day. Check with your doctor on that. Again, we're not medical doctors. I'm just telling you some of the stuff that works for me.
Basic remedies yeah. that work.
And then over-the-counter drugs. I took Tylenol for my fever. You know, they gave the baby Tylenol and Motrin. I can't take Motrin. They do have these antivirals that they give out now when you have the flu, and now they have these new antivirals for COVID. And so if you can get to your doctor within the first 5 days of your symptoms with COVID, then and you qualify, they do blood work, they'll let you know if you qualify to take the medications. Taking these things will help. I also did the Robitussin. I did the over-counter because with the VA gave with Finacin, the over-counter cough syrups. They have prescription cough syrups that they can give you that have other types of stronger medications in them, but the cough drops and stuff like that. Yeah. You were going to say something?
But if they give you this little antiviral thing, does it shorten it or does it eradicate it faster, or is just make you feel better or something?
Well, my understanding is that it helps to
speed the process up,
kill some of the virus, get rid of some of the virus. So that's my understanding. So I'm not telling listeners to quote me on that. So, but I believe that's my understanding.
So I'm assuming it would shorten.
Help to shorten it. Or make you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because one of the late girls that is a part of my organization, when we were in Orlando, she was feeling, when she first tested positive, and she was just feeling so bad, she ended up going to urgent care. And they gave her one of the drugs. And I know in about 3 days, I called her to check on her. And she was saying how she felt so much better. So it's doing something. I did this. Sit in a steamy bathroom. I would get in the shower, turn the shower on, because the steam... it really is, you know, it's that warm steam.
It's opening up your system.
It helps to loosen the nose secretions, so it doesn't build up, causing you to, have breathing problems and coughing difficulty. You can use a cool mist humidifier. It serves the same purpose. But I did that. I would sit in the shower and let it just steam. I also take a lukewarm bath. I did that as well, and I put a few essential oil peppermint drops in my bath water because peppermint helps with fever, and it was very soothing. And so taking a lukewarm bath, you got to find the temperature. It's not too warm. It's not too hot. And, you know, what it does is it helps to boost your circulation, and it helps the body regulate your temperature back to normal if you have a fever. And that was very comforting to me. Yeah. And if you have a fever, it's a good idea to take off, clothing layers and go with shorts and a t-shirt or something basic to allow your body to cool off. So you want to try to avoid bundling up under lots of covers while in the bed, even though some people say they have those chills. I know my sister was saying she had the chills to the point where she could not get warm. All right. And so those are just some of the remedies and the tips and the things that I wanted to share for some of the ways to recover from COVID.
There's probably some other things.
And the flu. And I'm sure there are other things, but I can identify with these.
Yeah.
Those are
probably the most nine common things.
Yeah, I use all of these.
That any individual person can do and get some like immediate comforting results from.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, you know, they're saying, you know, you can go back out, put your mask on, you're good. But here's some tips to kind of help reduce the spread of the virus within your household. Again, wearing a mask, not sharing, you know, not sharing towels and you know, things like that, dishes, you know, drinking out the same cups, isolating, you know, trying the best to stay in different rooms. This is when you have COVID, and keep cleaning, washing your hands, disinfecting. You know, I took the sheets off, took the comforters off, washed everything, you know, spraying with Lysol, using the a lot of the other different things. And so that's some of the ways. And we talked about all that as well. If you're in the home with someone who has tested positive for COVID. And so it's been an experience and not one that I want to go through again, even though I said I didn't have to be hospitalized. So I'm blessed and thankful and grateful for that. But I kind of lost 3 weeks of, you know, not of life, but 3 weeks of
I call it time, just regular time of moving forward.
Yeah,
like in a standstill.
Yeah, life came at a standstill. Yeah, and so I'm taking the rest of this month to continue self-care. I'm not doing any engagements. I'm not doing any events. If I do anything, it will be for leisure and pleasure and for self-care, building up my immune system, and just making sure I take care of myself because certainly don't want to get it again. I know people, this is like their second and third time having it. And they say that each time you get it, it could be more harmful to your body, your organs, your systems. And so I want to make sure I'm doing everything to protect myself.
Yes, that makes very good sense to do that.
Any closing remarks as we get out of here?
All I can say is people, COVID is real. I know you have people out there telling you that, hey, is this, is that, hey, it's normal now, but hey, COVID is real and it can put a dampening effect on your life if you was to come across and get COVID. Just be mindful of what you're doing and the people and how you associate with people because it is real and it's still there.
Great advice. Great advice. Well, listen, we hope you enjoyed the show as we talked about COVID, recovery from COVID, and we hope that some of the information that I was able to share will help somebody. Help somebody to help somebody. And we want you to tune in after we're done here. Listen to the announcer for some announcements on how you can plug in. Follow us on social media. And we hope you guys are having a great summer. And we're going to leave you with our marriage mantra. It says that the more you put in your marriage,
the more you'll get out of your marriage.
Until next time, you guys take care.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.